Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
I'm going to share part three of my message entitled Violent Faith for Your Breakthrough. Violent faith for your breakthrough. Violent faith, not as in taking a gun and machetes, but violent as in strong faith, aggressive faith. Say amen. The faith that knows no boundaries. For the Bible declares that without this kind of faith, it is impossible to please God. When you come to God, remember that He's a rewarder. Those who aggressively and diligently seek Him. This aggressive faith doesn't waver, because a wavering faith does not receive anything from the Lord. Is any lacking wisdom? Let him ask of God. Let him ask in faith, the Bible said, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let that person think. Let not that person think he or she shall receive anything from the Lord. When Jesus was in a boat going to the other side, storms rose against. The winds were boisterous. And the disciples panicked. They were shaken. They called upon Jesus, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" The Bible said Jesus came on top of the deck and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are ye so fearful? And why is it that ye have no faith?" Why are you so fearful? So this afternoon I'm telling somebody, why are you so fearful? And why is it that you have no faith? Believe that God is able. The God that you and I serve is able. Not that he's only able. He's able to do exceedingly. He's able to do abundantly. He's able to do above all. Whatever you can think or imagine, according to his power that worketh in you. So if in these last days you are going to break through, if you are going to see a change in your world, if you are going to experience God in a unique way, then the Bible says that be ye imitators of God. Because God is a faith God, and you need to have the God kind of faith to survive in these last days. Say amen. And faith cometh to you not by meditating or thinking or crying or sorrowing or complaining, but faith cometh by hearing, and the hearing the word of God. So as I am preaching, faith is being born in your spirit. As you are hearing me preach, God is working with your life so that at the appropriate time, you will live and move by faith. It is only the element of faith that shakes the stupor of God. What moves God into action is when he sees somebody acting in faith. What moves God into action is not when you are sitting there and you are sorrowing. Not when you are sitting there and you are complaining. But when you get up and you move by faith, you move God into action. Say, I hear you, my bishop. Somebody who is sitting and talking and going from house to house and complaining how the economy is bad, how the economy is weak, how we are not seeing anything, you will not receive anything from the Lord. Because God's blessings to you is not based on the economy of a country. It is based on his providence, provision. Because in the midst of scarcity, God can make a way for you. He can create a pool in your desert. He can bring water out of a rock. He is the God who parted a 12-mile Red Sea and sucked the water from the ground and made 3 million people walk through the dry ground to the other side. He is the living God. Say amen. Are you there? He is the one who, when a man has become 100 years, and the wife, how many years? He comes and says, "You are the father of many nations." He speaks possibilities into impossibilities. So when you see an avalanche of impossibilities, speak faith into that impossibility. Say amen. Don't tell yourself that, "Well, I don't know what's going on. Whatever will be, will be. I didn't cry a breath." No. That is a negative confession. Say amen. Even hasiphobia. Has a folk. Never say die until the bones are rotten. By faith. And faith, words of faith, is bringing dry bones back to life. For there is hope for a tree, that if it be cut down by the scent of water, the water of the word, even a tree in the forest has hope that it will sprout again. You are better than a tree. I have come to tell somebody, you win that court case. You will be vindicated. You will succeed. Even though the winds are against you, God is against the wind. And you and God, you are a majority. There is hope. Even a tree in the forest, when it be cut down, it is lying down, and by the scent of water, the tree springs up again. You are not finished. You are not God. A human being who has sacked you from work hasn't finished with you. You are just about to begin. I said, you're about to what? To begin. Has your husband thrown, sister, we never never me fear, and thrown your things away from when your mother and your father will forsake you? You have a God who will pick you up. I will live again. You will breathe again. You will survive. You will make it. You will be a sign and a wonder. Let your enemies live long, that they may see what you shall become tomorrow. And I prophesy to somebody, you will not die now. You will live, and you will see the grace of God lifting you up in the land of the living. And those who thought you were finished, they will see God coming through for you. Hey, my God is a last minute God. When all odds have failed, you see God walking on the water coming to you. The man was lying down by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. If the man were standing here, he would have told us that all hope was gone. He had given up. He felt that was his destiny. In fact, if he was here, he would have told us that I was waiting just to die. But Jesus walked to him and said, "Will thou be made whole?" It means there is hope in the midst of a hopeless situation. The man said, "I have no man. I have no man to push me into the water when the waters are stirred." Jesus said, "You don't need any man anymore. The one is in the pool is the one standing here. Rise up. Take up your bed after 38 years and walk." The Bible said, the man stood up. I have come to tell somebody, stand up. You have been sitting down like a sitting dog for a very long time, waiting for a man. Waiting for help. If I can get a small capital. If my sister in Germany can just send me some money. Say amen. Your sister is not thinking about you, but you are on God's mind. I say, your sister, me, we have waited for those living abroad to help us. Help never came. People who went to Abroche in 1961, married with children, some went in 1972, some went in 1978, living abroad, they didn't help nobody until God helped us. So God is your helper. God is your helper. Look to God. He will choose the man who will help you. Look up to God. "For I will lift up my eyes unto the hill. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth." I don't know who I'm talking to. I have come to remind you where your help is coming from. I have come to remind you that your help is not coming from any man. Woods, you are welcome. Forget about your sister in Germany. "I have been waiting for my sister for such a long time. So as I'm sitting here, I'm waiting for my sister." Your sister is not thinking about you. Say amen. But look to God. Look to God. I have come to tell you, between now and 31st of December, you will laugh. You will smile. You will jump. Put on your dancing shoes. Because you are going to be tired of dancing. Put on your dancing hat. Because it's going to fall off. Hey! Because my God will come through for you when all hope is lost. Say amen. After 38 years, he walked again. I'm sure friends who saw him couldn't believe that the man they took to the pool was now walking again. How was that possible? What happened? Who helped him? What happened to his feet? How? Is he a ghost? Is he a human being? People are about to debate whether you are a ghost or you are the same person. One of these days, you will be driving your Mercedes-Benz 600 SEL, looking very sharp with your Gucci. Oh, and they say, is she the one or another? Is it the big sister or the sister from abroad? It is me, oh, it is me. For my God has come through for me. Hey! It is me. Tell somebody, look at me very well. Oh. Because it will not be long. You may not recognize me. Because my God is coming through for me. You will see me and you will be shocked whether it is me or not. Say, hey, 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 hey. Say, hey. Say, amen. The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 3, it says, Acts chapter 3 verse 1, the Bible said, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour." And the Bible said, next verse. The Bible said, And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. The Bible said, who see Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And the Bible said, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And the Bible said, then Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. After sitting in one place for 40 years, Peter walks about and says, rise up and walk. The guy was still sitting down. And I agree with him today, because for 40 years, he has never attempted to walk before. He was sitting down. Rise up and walk. What's he saying? Me say, rise up and walk. Sorry, Nante. Did I get it? He wasn't getting up. Look at the next verse. Then Peter took him, put it there, and he lifted him. When he lifted him, then his ankles and bones received strength. It means until you are lifted, until you get up, you will not receive strength to do what you want to do. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately, and what? I'm not hearing you. And what? His feet and ankle bones received strength. The feet and ankle bone didn't receive strength when he was sitting down. It was when he lifted. You see, God was standing somewhere, watching, waited for him for 40 years. They're standing when Peter was doing the God was watching. As soon as they lifted him, then he told the angels, go now, quickly. Give strength to his feet, his ankles, and his bones. The moment you decide to get up, you will see strength coming to you. The moment you decide to move, God will send help immediately. Mercy, what did they tell you? After the accident, you will never walk. You'll use crutches.
Yes, crutches, or I'll walk with it.
With a stick for the rest of your life.
Yes. For the rest of
your life. For the rest. That was what experts.
Yes, told me. Yes.
Then we came for a service at your place. When I came, you were walking with walking stick and everything. Then we were preaching and preaching. And then we started singing. Then before I realized, you were running and jumping and praising God. I see a miracle coming your way. I see a miracle coming your way. As you begin to walk, as you begin to jump, your feet and your ankle and your bones shall receive strength. Shall lift the business up. Open the shop. Start the project. It will receive strength. Start it. So long as it is sitting down, it can never receive strength. But when you now lift it up, the feet and ankles and bones shall receive strength. I don't know who I'm talking to. The next 6 months is your month of miracles. Are the months of your breakthrough. It's called, if I perish, I perish. I am getting up. I am starting. I am going forward. If I perish, I perish. You must have a violent faith, crazy faith, strong faith to see the work hand of God. Mercy, people thought you would be on crutches. They said, where is your God? Now here is your God. You are going around the world preaching and teaching. Tell somebody, watch out for my God. Watch out. Don't laugh at me now. God is not finished with me yet. Hey, something is about to happen to me. My world is about to change. There is going to be a turnaround. Hey! Say amen. In Acts chapter 14, the Bible said something. Reading from verse number 6. The Bible said, And they were aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. Then the Bible said, and there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Say it again. Who never had walked. Take note. Nobody said you should come and sit here. Say amen. The same heard Paul, which means many were hearing Paul, including this man who has never walked. The same. Say the same. Heard Paul speak. Who steadfastly beholding him? It means his mind was fixed on Paul. He wasn't wondering. People are here, but their minds are outside. People are here, but their minds are some more tools going to eat. People are here, but they are on WhatsApp. People are here, but they are taking some. Your mind is wandering. You are tired. You are feeling sleepy. Who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that the Bible said that he had faith to be healed. It means that as Paul was preaching, this guy was watching. And Paul saw aggressive faith. Paul saw violent faith. Paul saw strong faith. That is why when you are dull in church, you are doing yourself a great disservice. You are dull. You are dull. You won't shout. You won't clap. You won't jump. You won't dance. You won't do anything. You think you are the most smartest person among us here. You won't jump. You won't dance. You won't do anything. You are just there, very meow. You won't worship. You won't come forward. You won't kneel down. You have importance yourself. Your miracle can pass you by. You have importance yourself. You won't move. You won't shake. Even when we are worshiping, you are sitting down. You are on your phone. You are sending text message and receiving text message. But this guy, who has never walked, who has never put his feet on the ground, steadfastly behold Paul as he was preaching. And Paul, perceiving that he had failed to be healed, said to him, stand up on thy feet and walk. Said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Who did the limping? Who did the walking? It means when you hear a word, you must do the action. He leaped. Because, Charlie, if I have never walked before, I'll be very careful. What if I fall down? Because for all these years, I've never walked before. I don't know what it means to walk. I don't know how to do it. But brother, the guy didn't care whether he fell or not. He just jumped. And when he was jumping from the chair, God said, angels, go quickly and give strength to his feet. Go quickly. So by the time the guy's feet landed on the ground, strength was there. By the time you go to the grounds and break grounds, provision shall be made. By the time you approach the lady and propose, favor shall grant be granted. By the time you move, when you move by with great faith, you will see God in action. When you sit, you can never receive anything from God. Move. Move. Start it. Break grounds. Move to the site. Open the company. Start the business. Start manufacturing. You don't know where help is coming from. You start, God will follow. You need violent faith for your breakthrough. Go back to Acts 3. Let me show you something there. The book of Acts 3, when Peter lifted him. Acts 3 again. Go back to where Peter lifted him. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Look at the next verse. And he, limping up and walking, entered with them into the temple. Walking and limping and praising God. It means that his start was not perfect. He was still limping and jumping and praising God. My sister, take the miracle and start limping. Start jumping. Before long, you are running. He was limping. Oh. 40 years of not walking. It's not easy for him to just run in. He was limping, jumping. So when by faith you start something and you are having difficulties, you are limping. You are jumping. It doesn't matter. Keep doing it. Keep on keeping on. God is watching you. Have unwavering faith. Before long, you are established. You know, some people limp small. The thing I'm doing, I don't see the head and tail of it. Even when I stand, the customers are not coming. And I don't think that it is the right thing for me to do. Even when I was sitting down crying, it was better than when I'm working. Even when I was an unbeliever, Christ was better than me. Nonsense. That when you are an unbeliever, your life was better than now. How can you compare the world with God? You are limping. You are jumping. Have limped before. Our ministries were limping. When we started, we were limping in ministry. We were walking in people ask, are you people called? They question our calling. Are you people called? Somebody told Reverend Isu, you have gone to ordain singers. These twins, are they called? Because we're singing. They say we are ministers. Say amen. I am saying that forget about what people think about your limping. Forget about your beginning. Because 40 years, the man at the pool of Bethesda, 38 years. I'm trying to say that it could be years that it has taken for you to rise up. When you start, it's not going to be easy for you. But let your faith be strong. Have a violent faith. And God will honor you. Say, I hear you, my pastor. Say, 2019 into 2020. Here I come. Limping, jumping, running, and praising God. Give the Lord a mighty shout. Great faith. Strong faith. If I perish, I perish. I'm going to rise up and walk. If I fall, I'll rise up again. If I fall seven times, I'll rise up again. It is better than sitting down with your arms between your legs and complaining. Since MPP came, I don't know what is going on in this country. Since Mahama came, we thought Mahama was very distant, but the MPP, that we don't know what is happening. They are giving it assurance. They saw one down, one factory, one village, one whatever. We don't know what is going on. Brother, lift up your eyes unto the God of miracles. Say, I hear you, my pastor. I have come to encourage somebody. Have courage. Have courage. Has your boyfriend left you for another girl? You are still pretty. Don't go and take a sponge and hang yourself and die a stupid death because of a boy. The boy, my boyfriend was my world. I don't know what I'll do without him. Nonsense. The way the girl has thought she has done. My friend, wipe your tears, blow your nose, comb your hair, put on your jeans, come back to church, revive yourself again. For when one door is shut, look behind you, another is open. You think you have seen a girl? Wait, the beautiful ones are yet to be born. Reverend, you don't know what it means. The way I've suffered because of this boy, I've given her all my monies, and she used a text message to break my heart. Mend your heart. Mend your heart. Mend the heart. Because God is not finished with you yet. The boy might have finished with you, but God is about to start with you. If you know what is coming, if you know what is coming, you forget about what is past. Paul said, forgetting the things that are behind me, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. I press. Leave the guy. Leave what has gone bad. Forget it. Cut him off. Delete his number. Block him. Block him. Block him. When he comes to your house, pour water on him. Not hot water, cold water. Sack him. If he refuses to go, open the dogs. If you have dogs, if you don't have dogs, call your elder brother. If your elder brother is not there, call me and put me on speaker. What I will tell him through the phone. Because God is about to start something new with you. So you don't spoil your chance. Say amen. Tell somebody, watch out for me. Watch out for me the next 6 months. Watch out for me. Watch out for me for the next 6 months. Because what is about to happen to me will blow your mind. Will blow your mind. Say, hey. You are about to drive a car you didn't buy. You are about to inherit a house you didn't build. Somebody is going to will his property to you. Somebody is going to invite you to come and manage his company. You are about to receive an increase in your salary, and you ask yourself, what happened? God is about to show you a miracle. Thank God. I'm not giving up. May the Lord bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord who began with you finish with you. May God, the Lord, turn your tables around. May you display great faith. Jesus said, I have never seen such great faith. Not in the whole of Israel. Not the whole of Israel. Somebody's faith was so violent that it marveled Jesus. Jesus said, I have never seen such great faith. Not in the whole of Israel. Your faith is about to shake God. I say your faith is about to shake God. God bless you. I love you all. Thank you.
Are you clapping or you are not clapping? Are you adding a shout to your clapping? If I were you, I would add jumping to my clapping and shouting. I would add running to my shout. Because a miracle is coming your way. A breakthrough is coming your way. God is about to love you.
Jesus' name.
Something is about to happen.
Jesus' name.
Tell the Lord, I'm waiting on
Jesus'
you.
Jesus' name.
I haven't given up
in
at all.
Of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.